A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 13. Self-control, together with humility, withers passionate desire. Love calms inflamed anger. And intense prayer, together with mindfulness of God, concentrates distracted thoughts. Thus, the tripartite soul is purified. It was to this end that the Apostle said, "Pursue peace with all men, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." Hebrews 12:14. As in the case of carnal passions, St. Theodoros now offers us a basic strategy for wrestling with spiritual passions. Self-control, humility, love, prayer, and remembrance of God represent a shield that repels the attacks of the passions. In other teachings, St. Theodoros, we can find more detailed instructions for conducting this spiritual battle. The aim of the given advice is to achieve the goal of the soul purification. All of the holy teachers on the spiritual life emphasize that this is the necessary step, which is the first step for achieving a deep union with God. St. Theodoros recalls this condition with the word of the Apostle, "Strive for peace with all men, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." Hebrews 12:14. It is an important warning, especially for today, when many have succumbed to the idea that there is such a thing as instant holiness and are trying to skip the period of soul purification from passions. St. Isaac the Syrian tells us, "It is said that the things of God come of themselves, without man being aware of it." Yes, but only to a place that is clean, not defiled. If the pupil of the eye of the soul is not pure, do not dare to look intently at the circle of the sun. However, he, Saint Isaac, combines this warning with an encouragement: "Let your soul be constantly thirsty for Jesus, that you may be drunk with his love. Close your eyes to the pleasures of this life, that God may find you worthy and fill your heart with peace. Abstain from all that your eyes gaze upon, that you may be counted among those who are worthy of spiritual joy." St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.